If your doctor prescribed you a yoga class, would you actually go? Would it make a difference if that class was held in the same building as the doctor's appointment? This is one of the ideas at work behind La Clinica's new wellness center, set to open in Medford next month. We're joined in the studio today by a couple of staffers from this nonprofit community health organization. It began primarily to serve communities of migrant workers and their families, but has grown big time over the decades. La Clinica's doors are now open to anyone who walks through them. One of our guests today is a doctor at La Clinica and director of its new wellness center in Medford. Dr. Justin Adams, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Emily. Happy to be here.
We also have Lisa Parmenter with us. Lisa serves as a coordinator at the center. Lisa Parmenter, we're so glad you could be here.
Thank you. Good morning, Emily.
So, Dr. Justin Adams, La Clinica provides many things to many people. Could you give us, first of all, just an idea of the organization's footprint in the Rogue Valley?
Well, it's interesting. So I actually grew up here in Ashland, and when I first applied to La Clinica, I still had the picture in my head of the clinic and the trailer next to the railroad park, and it's grown quite a bit. So at this point, we actually have five primary care centers, our Women's Health Center, the East Medford Dental Center, and our 9 school-based health clinics, so 17 healthcare centers in total.
17 healthcare centers, and that has all happened since the 1970s or the 80s?
Well, in the 80s, really up until about 2001, we were primarily focused on care of the migrant worker population in Southern Oregon. And so really a lot of that growth has happened just since 2001 with the expansion to all the health centers as the needs arisen in the community.
Yeah, those needs are quite impressive. I was reading somewhere that I believe it was on your website that an estimated maybe more than 1 in 10 Jackson County residents have actually been a patient at one of these 17 sites. So, Lisa, it sounds like you guys are on the brink of another chapter in La Clinica's history. Can you tell us how this new wellness center set to open in Medford September 1st will differ from a traditional clinic or any of La Clinica's other sites?
Sure. It's really exciting because, you know, certainly we'll have our primary care for our patients, but we also have an opportunity for our patients to experience some complementary things and things in addition. Movement classes, you know, we'll have cooking classes and yoga. We hope to add a physical therapist and possibly a nutritionist as well.
So these other services, will they be contained in the same building?
Absolutely. That's one of the exciting things about it. We've made space for that. So we have a beautiful movement room. We have a community kitchen that literally looks like a cooking show could take place there. And then a room set aside for yoga as well.
And do you have additional staff brought on to teach the classes, run the kitchen, and do that sort of thing?
We do. We're partnering with others in the community, with instructors for the yoga and the Zumba classes, with access for some of the cooking demonstrations and classes.
Is there a gardening component?
There isn't yet, but mm-hmm. Certainly we're talking about that.
So it sounds like it must be a big space if you've got room to treat patients and do Zumba. What's the specs on this building?
We're 16,000 square feet, so and we expect to grow into that and fill it out quite quickly.
And construction has wrapped, or are they still putting the finishing touches on?
It's wrapped. We actually will be moving in this week. Furniture has arrived, computers and phones in this week, and then the staff will arrive on Wednesday.
We're talking here with Lisa Parmenter, a coordinator with La Clinica. We're also joined by Dr. Justin Adams of La Clinica. You can give us a call with your questions, 800-838-3760, or email us, jx@jeffnet.org. Now, Dr. Adams, could you give us some examples of common conditions that might be treated differently at a wellness center than they would otherwise?
Well, so I remember as we were getting ready to open up this new clinic, we asked our staff, our patients, what wellness meant to them. And I think my favorite answer actually came from one of our patients. And they said, wellness is what I can do to affect my own health. And so a wellness center, what we think about is putting those kinds of things first. So rather than starting with, you have X, Y, or Z problem, diabetes, hypertension, back pain, whatever it is, and here's a pill that can help you. We start at you have X, Y, or Z, or even you're at risk for X, Y, or Z, or even you're healthy and you want to stay healthy. Here's the things you can do to impact your own health so that hopefully you can eliminate those medications, you can avoid ever taking those medications, and you can feel really good every day.
So with your patients, could you, speaking generally, do you see a lot of people who haven't been to a primary care physician in a long time?
We've seen a lot of that over the last year. So with the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, coming through, we've seen a lot of patients who have never had medical insurance before, who've never had a primary care doctor before, who are coming into our clinic. And a lot of those people, of course, have what we colloquially call a lot of deferred maintenance that needs to be done.
And so things like wellness, are you in time for people to really take control of what they can do to determine their health if you're often dealing with a population that's deferred health care because they haven't had access to it?
Well, I think that that opportunity is there at any point, you know, whether you're trying to prevent your second heart attack or whether you're, you know, 12 years old and trying to establish healthy eating patterns for life. There isn't any right place to start being well. So, I think there really are opportunities for that. Can I actually share a story from last week?
Oh, yes, please do.
So I'll share my favorite moment from this last week in clinic. I had a patient come in on Thursday that I hadn't seen in a few months. First thing I noticed walking in the room was her smile. Like, she was just grinning from ear to ear. Second thing I noticed was that she was notably thinner than last time. She lost 25 pounds since her previous visit, and probably put on about 10 pounds of muscle in addition. So it was probably more like a 40 to 45 pound effective weight loss. And she was just so happy. This is a patient that I've been talking to for probably a year about the kinds of things that she could do to make herself happier and healthier. And what was interesting is she actually started into her journey towards health to help a friend. She wanted to get him into the Y. And so she started working out with him, started changing her diet to support him and doing the same thing. And then it just steamrolled. So she went to the Y every single day for 2 to 3 hours. The trainers at the Y knew her. She was eating a great diet. She totally cut soda out of her diet. And she just felt and looked great.
I think that's interesting that a big motivator for her was this connection to other people. Is that something that's considered at the Wellness Center? How to create a community for people who maybe the only thing they have in common is that they go to the same doctor's office?
That's a great question. So obviously, social supports are a big part of making wellness decisions. Is what kind of community are you in and what kind of supports do you have to make those good decisions? And nicely tailored into that is we've been doing a lot of thought about different ways to deliver healthcare. And so challenging that one doctor, one patient, 15 to 20 minutes in the room, you got to deal with everything, to thinking about shared models of care, group models of care. So you might have, you know, 6 to 8 patients in the room who are dealing with similar challenges, and bringing in a complementary provider like a nutritionist to teach us all how to cook well, or a movement specialist to teach us all how to have stronger backs. And then all of a sudden, when you change up that model, in addition to the bonus of community, you also generate the possibility for a lot more time together and a lot more learning.
We're talking with Dr. Justin Adams of La Clinica. Lisa Parmenter, a coordinator at La Clinica's new wellness center, is also with us. Let's take a caller here. We've got Ron and Eugene on the line. If I can tangle with this button. Ron and Eugene, thank you for calling the Jefferson Exchange. You're on the air.
Well, thank you. I'm 69 years old. I want to give a testimonial about yoga because as an older person, I started it only 3 years ago. And I find that it is one of the most important activities I can do to help my health along because of all of the things they say about strengthening the core, providing flexibility. It's the flexibility that I struggle with. And so yoga has been very helpful in lengthening my muscles out.
Well, thank you for that, Ron and Eugene. Yoga is among the courses that will be offered at this wellness center set to open in Medford on Biddle Road September 1. Is that right, Lisa?
That is correct.
And Lisa, you're a coordinator there. What kinds of things besides yoga are you coordinating? And how many more patients do you expect are gonna flock to this center?
Well, we have space for about 3,500 patients to join us, in addition to who the providers will be bringing with them from their current practices. So we have space for adding new patients as well as serving our existing patients.
And Dr. Justin Adams, would you like to respond to the caller's yoga testimonial? Have you ever prescribed yoga and seen its effects?
Well, I wanted to thank Ron for calling, and I think that was a great example of what we were talking about earlier, that there is no right place to start yoga. It sounds like Ron came to yoga later in his life, and that kind of strength with length that he's been experiencing is pretty common in patients. And so I have in the past spent a lot of time, you know, giving patients handouts, flyers, links to websites, videos that they could try to bring things like yoga, including yoga, into their lives. And so it's going to be really neat to be able to have, like Lisa was talking about, a yoga space on site with a yoga teacher, and be able to sign our patients up for yoga classes.
It sounds like having these services on site might make the critical difference, because it's maybe doctor's orders can encompass a lot of things, but then once people leave the doctor's office, they're back in the reality of their lives, the stresses they face, and all kinds of things that maybe keep us from staying as healthy as we might like. How do you get them in the building and how do you keep them there?
Well, I mean, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head that if there's been a lot of talk recently in La Clinica and in the nation as a whole about the primary care home. And La Clinica is one of many centers around the country that consider themselves to be a primary care home. In other words, a place where a patient can come home and receive at least as many of the healthcare services as possible. Now, I'm not going to perform heart surgery on them, but the more they can get at their primary care home, the better. And we were just talking to somebody last week from the pain resiliency program that we have here in Jackson County, possibly wanting to partner with us. And they said one of their limitations was that they're sort of a site unto themselves. And they said basically, as soon as you ask the patient to go to a building that they're not familiar with, there's at least a 50% attrition rate, and sometimes as high as 75 or 80%. People like to go someplace that they're familiar with, that they're comfortable with, especially when they're trying new things.
So this idea of a medical home, did that come with healthcare reform, with the Affordable Care Act or the Medicaid expansion?
It's something that people have probably been talking about for the last decade to two decades, and it's come into a lot more attention or more of a spotlight on it since the Affordable Care Act and the emphasis on primary care and primary care outcomes that came along with the Affordable Care Act.
How, Dr. Adams, how has your working life changed in the last couple of years with so many more folks insured through the state's program for people who otherwise couldn't afford private insurance, Medicaid? You know, how did your daily life as a primary care physician for La Clinica, did it get turned on its head? Are you a lot busier now?
I'm busy, that's for sure. I was busy before, but it was a different kind of busy. I mean, I'd say for my workday, it's gotten busier, it's gotten more complicated in certain ways, but in other ways, it's gotten a lot better. I mean, before the Affordable Care Act, I was faced with patients every day that really had a lot of healthcare needs, and I find myself having to say, I'm sorry, you can't have that, a lot less. You need this, but you can't have this.
So more services are more people are insured, and therefore they can get more services.
They can get the medicines they need. They can get the referrals they need. They can get the services they need, including seeing me. And it's always nice at La Clinica that we've always had a sliding scale. And so even those patients that don't have insurance and don't have resources can access our services for less money.
We've got an email here from Mike in Medford. He writes in to let y'all know, I appreciate all the services you guys provide. You're invaluable to me and my community. As a member of Medford's cycle community, I would love to see more effort to connect your services with adequate bike and walking connections. Many low-income residents rely on their bicycles for transportation. Also, cycling is one of the most effective ways to improve community health. Would one of you like to respond?
I'll take it as the avid cyclist in the room, although I think Lisa says she's got a new bike in her future, so she's looking forward to it too. I mean, that personally is one of the things that I'm really excited about with our new site. It's on Biddle Road, which means it's right next to the Bear Creek Bike Path, which is sort of our main cycling artery for the valley, and for, like Mike said, many of our patients. And so it's going to be a highly accessible site from a cycling perspective. We have bike racks right there on Biddle Road that are prominent for patients to be able to lock up their bikes. I look forward to biking to work myself with that new access.
Is there any other transportation component to the Wellness Center addressing this issue of people, La Clinica's kind of main base, patient base may not have access to transportation to get to appointments?
We're right on the bus line. There's a bus stop right out the door there. And access is being provided for patients more and more through their health care.
Mm-hmm. RVTD has programs for patients that are too sick to be able to ride the bus to provide transportation, their medical appointments, which is really nice.
We're talking with Dr. Justin Adams and Lisa Parmenter of La Clinica about a new wellness center set to open September 1st in Medford. It has some unusual offerings, including space for classes like yoga and a commercial kitchen. We have a caller on the line that I'd like to go to now. Anne and Eugene has been waiting patiently. Anne and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. You're on the air.
Thank you. So I'm 73 years old. And I'm 128 pounds, 5'4". Since puberty, I've had a very low metabolism. And so 27 years ago, I gave up dinner. And that's allowed me to maintain a healthy weight. Oh, plus I've been a bicycle commuter for 40 years. And given the fact that two-thirds of Americans are either overweight or obese, is having dinner for most people a healthy thing to do? And especially in the light that most people are sedentary after they have dinner in the evening. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for that, Anne and Eugene. Dr. Adams, would you like to respond to Anne's questions about dinner and maybe draw it back into our discussion of wellness and what it means in the context of healthcare?
Sure. I think a lot of my patients actually have the sort of the opposite pattern of Anne, that they don't eat through most of the day when they're being active and then end up starving by the evening and eating a huge dinner right before, like Anne said, they're sedentary in the evening. I in general encourage patients to eat more smaller, healthy meals throughout the day, which for a lot of people often include a dinner. That's not to say that Anne's pattern's fine, you know, given the general statistics that she gave us of being a healthy woman of a healthy weight in her 70s, whatever's working for her, I encourage her to keep doing.
And the kitchen at La Clinica's new wellness center, what will that be used for, Lisa?
It'll be used for a variety of things. Certainly we'll be providing food demonstrations, helping people who'd like some new ideas or cooking with new foods that they've never cooked with before. So demonstrations, but also cooking classes, so some hands-on as well, which is just a real exciting thought. And we plan to use it in many ways within all of our services. So,
and who can utilize these services that we've been talking about today? Say someone's interested.
La Clinica patients. Anyone who's a patient of La Clinica.
So in order, say you want, you hear about a cooking class at this new wellness center you're interested in. In order to attend it, would you need to be referred by a primary care physician?
If you're currently a patient of La Clinica, you would speak to whichever clinic that you're a patient of and express your interest. And I might add that this wellness concept isn't going to take place just at the Wellness Center. It's something that we're, you know, that's going to be running through all of our clinics over time. So wellness aspects will be taking place. There's mindfulness groups that are happening. There's various other group visits and supports that are happening throughout. So if we happen to be providing that particular piece of wellness that you're interested in as a patient, then you can certainly check in with your clinic or give us a call when we have a number, which we don't have yet, and we can get you connected with that.
So the phone lines are going in this weekend.
They are.
Uh-huh. And the clinic's set to open September 1st, so not too far away, just once the phone lines go in, pretty much.
That's right.
Well, that is exciting news. Lisa, can you tell us anything more about the building itself? Has it been paid for yet? Are you still doing any fundraising? And where did the money come from?
Well, we are doing fundraising. We receive funds from the federal government as well as OHP and then in patient fees as well. But we are still raising money for the building, and some of our resources have gone into paying for, you know, getting it up and going.
So, Dr. Justin Adams, we've talked a lot about what wellness means to your patients. What does wellness mean to you?
Well, I'm somebody who I believe in practicing what I preach. So it's interesting. Periodically, I'll have these conversations with patients and they'll say, well, you know, it's the yellow pill. I say, I don't know the yellow pill. I don't take any pills. I write names of pills on a piece of paper. Where's this pharmacy? I don't know. I don't go to the pharmacy. I go to the grocery store. And so really wellness is core to who I am, to how I live. I try to eat well. I exercise a lot. Like I said to Mike earlier on the phone, I'm an avid cyclist. I enjoy running. I enjoy yoga and a lot of the things that we're going to be bringing to our patients. It's really the core of who I am.
Well, thank you both for being here. We've been talking with Dr. Justin Adams, director of La Clinica's new wellness center in Medford, and Lisa Parmenter, a coordinator at this wellness center. It is situated on 730 Biddle Road in Medford, set to open September 1st. And you can find more information on our website, jeffexchange.org. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks,
Emily.